Right. We've seen the maybe most massive protest about the situation in agricultures in Germany the last month. And there was also some demo in Leipzig organized by some agriculture cooperatives from the surroundings of Leipzig. The demo took place at the 12th of January. And all these protestings already started back in the end of last year. And now I have the possibility to talk to some comrade about her perception of the protests and also how she experienced the demo here in Leipzig. Hello.
Hello.
So maybe first of all, you want to say something about your background. What is your connection to agricultures and maybe also the ongoing struggles linked to the topic?
Yes, I think my love to agriculture began 10 years ago and I started working at the farm and then I learned agriculture and yes, now I'm working in this sector and yes, it's my
passion.
It's my passion, yes. And it's like a very excited period now for me because lots of farmers are very angry, me too. And I support the group ABL and really like the group FAU Grüngewerke. It's a new group.
FAU, for maybe listeners don't know, it's the anarcho-syndicalist union based in Germany.
Yes, and both groups did good work in this situation. But for me, I speak just for my own now. Yes.
So you said a lot of farmers, including you, are really angry at the moment. Maybe you can explain a little bit furthermore what is causing that anger for you personally.
Yes, since a lot of time, since a lot of years, maybe 30 years, it's very hard for farmers to live from their products, to live from their own work. And we got lots of subsidies from the state that we can alive. And now they said for this year, 2024, we stop with subsidies for the petrol and the KFZ tax. And they didn't talk with us about that. There's no discussion with farmers and the politics. And the only way to say no is to go on the street and demonstrate. Yes, and
yes, as far as I understood, it was only like the last drop, as we say. There's a lot of things, as you said, for 30 years already, the politicians and so on, took a lot of bad decisions or how they substituted agriculture, and so they also caused this kind of development that we have the like agriculture in Germany as we know it nowadays. Maybe you could also say something about other remarkable things, because I mean the subsidies for petrol used in agriculture and tax on vehicles used in the agriculture, as we heard a lot of times in the ongoing discussions, for the majority of the farmers it's not the big amount of money. It's not compared with the money they make during their year or they lose because of other circumstances.
Yes, I think there's like for young farmers we have the will to do something against the climate change, but this is not happening when you cross the subsidies for fuel. It's like we don't have an alternative. We have to use our tractors to do farming, and it's not like in the Middle Age that we then just go with our forks on our fields. we need tractors, and yes, it's like this will not change. There's no alternative. Yeah.
So you said young farmers really have the will to be part of the solution according to climate change and the struggle against it. When we saw the, I don't know, it's hard to call it uprising, but the protest from farmers here in Germany, at least since the beginning of January, they started, for example, with massive blockades of highways and so on. There was also like the impression you had in the mainstream media, at least, that a lot of them were really conservative or even right-wing, and the right-wing parties or also even neo-Nazis tried to infiltrate or to use the protest, or maybe also just show solidarity with it, because they have the impression that they can find allies there, or they know already that they have a lot of allies there. So it, from your point of perspective, it's like there is this tension, I would say, maybe is it between like young farmers and the older, maybe more conservative farmers, or I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of farmers, for example, that don't want to stop using pesticides, or I don't know if it's called like this in English, because they always used it and it's hard for them to change like their running system, let's say. So where do you see possibilities to get in discussion with them? Or would you agree that there's the line is between young or older farmers, or where is like the differences or the opportunities maybe?
The protest is all of us, and I think it's not the older one against the younger one. It's agriculture is like can be very conservative, and it can be very I don't know, queer and feministic. It's like, yeah, it's everything, but we all are against the right wing. Even the Bauernverband, it's the biggest group of farmers here in Germany, they said they don't want to be with the rights. They separated themselves, and it's like this is a very good solution from this protest, and it's a long way, but yeah. And it's not like the farmers who use pesticides against the people who do organic farming. They are fighting side by side, but yeah, we don't want that the right wing use our protest for themselves. Yeah,
this protest is still going on, and it's also going on in other countries. It's beyond borders, as we saw in the mainstream news. There's also massive protests in France at the moment, and I think also in the Netherlands there were protests and so on. So at the moment it seems to be European-wide thing, and that protest doesn't seem to be over yet. Yesterday there took place a massive demo in Hamburg again, so also the German farmers didn't stop their protests, so they are not satisfied. I mean, the government took back some of the points. For example, they didn't raise a tax for the vehicles again, and they decided to take back the subsidies from petrol in several steps, not immediately. So what could be in perspective, or what could be aims you see in this ongoing struggle, and how to support it? Maybe some words on that before we switch a little bit to a concrete report about the demo that took place here in Leipzig.
I think it's important that climate-friendly efforts must be honored fair prices for sustainable products. And very important is that we need long-term and reliable perspectives to improve the planning ability. Yeah.
So your impression is that maybe there's a problem that there's like always from voting period to voting period, the things, subsidies and so on are changing in according to agriculture, or if I understood right?
Yeah.
All right. So we don't have too much time for this interview, so we won't go more into details at this point. I think it's like really worth it to stay informed and support people that are fighting for more sustainable working conditions and so on. And maybe we talk a little bit in the end of this interview about the concrete demo here in Leipzig. As I said, it was like called for it by several cooperatives growing, I think mainly or all of them growing vegetables in the surroundings of Leipzig. And they called especially for some protests, not only concentrated in the topic of the subsidies for petrol, but for a sustainable agriculture in general. And they had also a clear statement against right-wing positions, as they missed it somehow in these days from the general protest of farmers here in Germany. So maybe what was your impressions, as I know the demo met first near Augustusplatz? How many people were there and what happened?
Yes, we met at the Augustusplatz with, I think it was like 5 or 6 tractors. And they came from the Solarwies in the east of Leipzig, nearby Taucher, Seelis. And some people came. I don't know the number. Do you know the number?
I'm not sure. I would guess it was between 100 and 200 people, maximum 200, maybe 150, something between that.
Yeah, for me, I was excited, and yeah, because I do agriculture and I know a lot of people who do agriculture, and for me it was very important to go to this demo, and not just for fighting for sustainable agriculture, but also to say no to the right wing who wants to influence all the demonstrations. Yes, there were a lot of speeches, and they were like very mitreißend.
Attracting.
Yes. And for me it was cool because there were people joining the demo who do not work in agriculture but who want to support the movement. And yes, it was a feeling that I had a feeling after the demo that was very positive for me. And in the moment of the demo, I felt very strong. And yes, it's not easy in these days to have hope, but in this moment, I have. Yes.
That's nice. I don't know. I was not sure if you should talk about it. There was also a really annoying right-wing YouTuber tried to disturb the demo, filming the whole time and so on. But I think it's kind of his game. He's also an official from the AfD in the local parliament. And yeah, I don't know. He's like showing up at a lot of activities that are organized by the left or radical left, and I don't know, maybe not, let's not talk about it, just name it. I mean, it's
he was very annoying. Yes,
yeah. And I think it's in general it's kind of a problem. It seems it's hard to find some solution to handle it because it's like that offensive and offending people and so on and provoking, but it seems to be his game. I don't know. It's hard to find some solution now in the interview. Just he was there, and for me, at some point, it was like really a threat that he could take all the attention from the people participating and taking away the attention from the topic or the origin of the demo. And I think that's in general a problem with him, where there's not that good solution. But
we tried our best to separate him, but it was not easy. And police stopped us a lot of times, so it was like a shitty situation for all of us.
Yeah, I couldn't stay there until the end. Have there been any motivating speeches also in the end, or how went the demo? Did you have the impression that pedestrians nearby or cars were people driving by paying attention to the cause, or were aware what the demo was about, and that it was kind of success from that angle as well?
I think in the end and at all people are very very open to the protest and have a positive feeling for this, because it's very unfair, all the rules for farming people, and it's really clear for everybody that there has to be a change and everybody wants to have good food, and we try our best at the fields, but yeah, we need support. And I think at the demo the people around were like friendly, and yes, it was not a problem that we blockade for a time the streets. It's like
Yeah, that's, by the way, something really different if you compare it with the last generation or something. They try to compare it in their protests several times, but it's something you are really aware during all these protests, that in the end there's a lot of sympathy for the farmers in Germany, because everybody know that somehow they're depending on their work, or even if they don't feel like, because a lot of the goods are imported nowadays from the farmers in the surroundings or even all over the world, they know that in the end they could depend on the farmers here again really fast. Also some topic we could talk a lot about it, but in the end it's cool that there's at least a little support from society for the causes of the farmers. And I think we will follow the protest and also in general what is going on in this sector in future as well. And for the moment I would say thanks a lot that you shared your thoughts on it with us. If you want to add something to the interview you want to share, then please go for it.
Yeah, thank you for the interview. Yes, I think for the moment I said enough, but we have to fight on. Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.